Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio, about halfway through I choose to broadcast. As we heard from our John Boy Jeopardy winner out in Greeley, Colorado, a fervent listener to the John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. It's a good time to go ahead and make it easy. Subscribe to us with the free iHeartRadio app. And as we learned, it does come in two parts now. So they will be every day, Monday through Friday, after the broadcast ends at 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. And Randy is hard at work. Believe that.
Yes.
He wants you to get both parts.
Boy,
more
do I.
Than anything. So subscribe to us, the free iHeartRadio app. And we always have it set up at thebigshow.com as well. Okay. Well, coming up next Monday is Tax Day, April the 15th. Don't worry, our girl Tacky Jackie is here to help. We'll find out about how. 10 minutes is the Big Show. Rolls on. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Let's leave the tax the next Monday. Don't bring me down here on Tuesday. Who did that? Oh, it was me. All right.
On your mind.
Let's have fun in the springtime at Tacky Jackie's. All right, hang on for that. Let me tell you what somebody can win if you can beat the blonde. We got a year subscription to Mossy Oaks Gamekeepers magazine. We got some LS Tractor swag. If you go to lstractorusa.com, you can find your local dealer, learn why customers start blue and stay blue. Hang on, play 4 minutes, but right now, let's do it.
It's spring. It's time for a fling, or at the very least, go shake that thing. Hello, friends. Your old pal Bert Ferd here to tell you all about the big spring sale at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. Yes, sirree, it's spring, a time of year when every young man's fancy turns to thoughts of getting jiggy with it. And ladies, nothing gets you sprung into the season of Pimp Daddy Pleasin' like a trip to Tacky Jackie's. The sun is out and the temperatures grow, so the beaches will soon be swarming with hoes, and you can't go wrong with a bikini or thong from Tacky Jackie's.
There she blows!
As your nag started to sag? Do her tan lines start at her knees? Has someone said nice mud flaps on your truck? Show embarrassment the door and worry no more. Introducing Tacky Jackie's all-new Venetian bikini. Works just like the Venetian blinds in your own home. Do the guys fly the coop when they check out your droop? Well, then just pull the cord and shout, oh, Lord. Voila, your fried eggs become hard-boiled. Works on saggers, draggers, double baggers, whoppers, floppers, spandex poppers, sinkers, clinkers, swingers, swayers, and sweaty sweater muffins with tattoos of Steven Tyler and drag. A really old lady. That's right. Forget expensive plastic surgery. Save those jugs with just a few tugs on the new Venetian bikini, only from Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello.
Is your bottom line thinner than Joe Biden's hairline? Is your budget tighter than Bruce Jenner's hideously Botoxed face? Don't shed a tear. We'll save your rear at Tacky Jackie's. Check out the latest, hottest, trendiest fashions right now at Tacky Jackie's, starting at just $3.
What are you talking about, Willis?
That's right, just $3. You don't have to plunk down a wad of cash to look like typical uptown trash. Pick a couple of supersized rolls of discontinued, irregular store brand Saran Wrap. The fashion miracle of the 21st century. Waterproof, tear-proof, and proof positive. You're not just a skank, but a cheap one. Swaddle yourself in low-cost science this spring. Comes in lettuce green, raw meat red, and crystal meth clear. Can you see through it? Well, that depends on how long the roll is and how big you are. Clothes aren't your bag? Shopping is a drag? Getting dressed makes you gag? Well, all right then, gal. Go on at your al right here at Tacky Jackie's.
Woo-hoo!
But be careful. Don't let the sun burn those buns. Don't be one of those biatches covered in blotches. Don't get a rashy that makes you look ashy. Don't sweat it, sister. We won't let you blister. Get some solid summer color the fast, safe, and easy way. Grab a bucket of Tacky Jackie's all new, all natural, tan in a can. Comes in a variety of shades ranging from tater pale du jour, boring Bruce Jenner beige, Boehner a la orange, George Well Done Hamilton, Bob Barker Burnt Sienna, and three vintage shades of Michael Jackson. Coco's 1975, Cafe Au Lait 1989, and Vanilla Milkshake 2005. Made from latex house paint and grain alcohol. One coat is all it takes. Just be sure you don't have any open wounds. Tacky Jackie's has it all for spring. Get an extra 10% off when you sing our famous jingle. Come one, come all, and come hungry. This Saturday, Wally the Wall-Eyed Wiener Guy will be here with discount prices for the whole family.
How you want it? How you want your wiener?
$2 hot dog, $1 water. $2 hot dog, $1 water. And rock out the swinging tunes of our house band, Krusty Muffin and the Whore Monotones.
Yeah, country for life. Yeah, they better get it right.
That's righteous. Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes, located in the geodesic dome behind the abandoned shipping container directly beside Pirate Pete's One-Eyed Daycare and Hook Sharpening.
Arr!
For the first name in spring fashion and accessories, it's Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. It's horrific. This is your old pal, Bert Fern, saying, I'll see you there.
Good, wow. Good. A lot more fun.
Yeah, don't bring me down. All right. Like,
well, let's play Beat the Blonde, y'all. Come on, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We'll get a contestant and play next. Good Tuesday morning, April 9th, 2024. Big Show's on the radio with today's feature track from the Big Show Bit Box. Brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Coca-Cola 600 Sunday, May 26th. An American Minute with Tank Hogarth. What happened to American cars? Search for keywords American cars. And you hit that bit box at thebigshow.com. We'll make your daily busy. Mash that on-air contest button. Mash it, mash it. You can't get through, we'll call you. Maybe you'd like to try and beat the blonde. And we got Gary out of Jacksonville, North Carolina. Attempt to do that right now. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How y'all doing? Hey,
buddy, we're awesome. Welcome in here amongst us. You know what we're going to do. Going to ask Taylor some questions. She'll give an answer. You agree or disagree, depending on whether you think she's right or not.
Hold on. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
My wife's in the background.
Okay. All right. Well, let's jump on in here. All right. Taylor, why should you microwave your oranges for about 10 seconds before squeezing them?
To show them who's boss. Take that, oranges.
Gary Taylor says to shut up.
To kill any bugs on the inside. Kill any bug babies or larvae.
Squeeze the oranges for about 10. No, you microwave your oranges for 10 about 10 seconds. Okay, well, you got it. To kill the bugs.
Yes.
All right. Gary, do you agree or disagree?
I think I'll agree.
You agree with that? Wow.
Holy cow, where do y'all buy oranges?
Black baby killed a bug. No. Y'all stoops, cause you get about twice as much juice.
Yeah.
You do that.
Oh.
Ah, yeah.
And what do you call them?
Stoops.
No.
Kill the bugs.
All right, that's
okay. That is one buzzer for you, Gary. You might want to try to get this one right. So, Jader, according to statistics, married people make better drivers than single people.
I will say yes, because married people spend all their time in the front seats. So, yes, married people make better drivers.
Yes. All right, Gary.
I totally disagree.
And you totally.
You asked my wife that question.
Totally disagree. Your wife might have threw the curve off for you. No, that is two buzzers right there.
Gary,
it is true for some reason. All right. Okay. Well, Gary, we got a nice consolation prize for you, along with our thanks in this laurel and hearty handshake for playing Beat the Blonde with us.
Yep, it's
right,
a bag of bug-free oranges.
Come on
there
back,
we go.
We'll play
all
again.
Right.
Nice.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, we'll jump out, catch you up on your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this Tuesday morning. We'll jump and act in the playhouse. Run, jump, act.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
It's a marginal day in the neighborhood. With people like you for a neighbor, won't you move out? Would you move out? Hello, boys and girls, Mr. Rayford here. Glad to be able to add a little bit of class to this otherwise juvenile redneck yuck fest and help straighten out the new generation of crumb crutchers. Today is Adventure Day in Mr. Rayford's neighborhood. Our special guest is little Tommy Vaughn. Well, Tommy, how are you enjoying Adventure Day so far?
It's really neat, Mr. Rayford. What a great idea, putting all those old abandoned refrigerators with clubhouse painted on them in your backyard. I haven't seen my brother Eddie in the last few minutes, though. Do you think you could help me find him?
Well, we'll talk about that later. You know, Tommy, I thought you were coming along on the road to curmudgeonhood. You know, I was on that cynical road back when you were just a drunken glaze in your father's eye. It doesn't just happen. You have to work at it. It's a 24-hour-a-day job. You can't just take an occasional stab at it. You've got to make it your life. I have. You've got to decide, are you going to be a good head or a butthead?
I know I've shown patience and compassion in the past, but I want to be a butthead.
Good, good, good. You're a fine boy, but with a little work, we can take care of that. You've got to surround yourself with people of like mind, people who think exactly like you do, people you can call a pal. Are you my pal, Tommy?
Yes, sir. I'm your pal.
Good boy. How about a nice big glass of Bilo Cola?
Yeah, that'd be great. I really got thirsty out there dodging all those bear traps.
Ah, yes, and remember, you can't fall in the trap of saying what you think people want to hear. Speak your mind. Damn the consequences. Be a leader. Be a curmudgeon.
Yeah, a butthead. I got it. Look, can I go now? Oh, I hate being a latchkey child.
Well, if your mother would quit her job and stay home like all women should, the world wouldn't be so screwed up. Tell her I said give it up. She can't have it all. Tomorrow in Mr. Rayford's neighborhood, leaf blowers, modern convenience, or just another fiendish attempt to annoy me personally. Till then, get out of my yard. Stay indoors. And if your parents go out to eat, pretend you're sick. Stay home and quit ruining my life. Till then, this is Mr. Rayford saying, ta-ta, ta-ta. Are we off?
Yeah.
Good. That'll hold the little bastards off for a while.
John Boy and Billy.
Hey, is you John Boy? Where's Billy? Stupid.
Morning radio done right.
It's a big show on the radio rolling through your Tuesday morning. We ready? Looks like ready as we gonna get. So let's act.
Hello, friends. Your old pal Bert Bird here, and welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The World Record. Our story opens on Claude Perkins, businessman from Iowa, as he arrives at his seedy hotel with a lady of the evening.
Ha-ha! Here we are, baby. Would you like a drink?
Nah, let's just do this.
Now you're talking.
Are you sure you're up to this? I mean, you don't look like much.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
You want me to be, like, honest? I mean, you're kind of chubby, and that suit looks older than me. And no offense, but you kind of got some sort of odor.
Odor? Like what?
Let's just say, if I had to put my finger on it, I wouldn't.
Look, honey, you don't know what you got here. I'll have you know, my junk was in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Wow, that's something, I guess. Okay, what the heck. If nothing else, it'll be a great story at the Thanksgiving with the family.
That's the spirit. Here, look, I'll show you. Yeah. Ta-da! Ah, what do you think of that?
Think of what? Oh, wait, here. Let me get my glasses.
What the hell is so funny?
Like, I thought you said your junk was in the Guinness Book of World Records.
It was.
What happened?
The librarian made me take it out.
Son of a...
And how? We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse. See, this is where I got the paper cut. Tune in next time when we'll hear the crusty spinster librarian chime in.
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Is that a stamp?
That squinting hurts my feelings.
Good morning to Big Show's on the radio and more Big Show right around the corner.
This is Buzz Nutley with a bulletin. Big Show news reporter live on the scene of a major disaster. I've never seen such carnage, and may I remind you that I was at the Great Donner Pass barbecue eating debacle of 1999. This is much, much worse. It's a massacre of mammoth proportions. The tattered carcasses of other morning shows litter the battlefield. You're listening to the victors in this morning radio war, John Boy and Billy on The Big Show. Now can I turn in my expense receipts?
We'll be right back. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Usually we had the Pac-Man on here in a few minutes every Tuesday morning. He was in Phoenix last night for the NCAA Men's Championship basketball game. Don't worry about the Pac, the score ain't going to change until 24 hours. So, in other words, we're going to catch up with Pac. Wait. About 24 hours from right now. Did I confuse you, Marcy?
Yes, I can't do the math.
Yeah, Pac is traveling this morning, so yeah, we're gonna let him get home, get back down in his basement before we talk to him about the championship game that he attended last night.
Okay, all right.
So that's our plan. Good.
Thanks for breaking it down for me.
But Bill Silvers has got a special top 10 list. Gonna substitute for Pac-Man in minutes. That should work. Big Show rolls on. Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code BIGSHOW. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code BIGSHOW.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio coming up. We play Wordy Word. Winner gets a Southern Ease Pets Pack. We all love our dogs, and if yours has anxiety issues, like during a thunderstorm or a total eclipse, well, luckily, some of our listeners were in that path of total eclipse yesterday.
Yep.
I know we gave Astronaut a pack and just laid him out. We didn't have to deal with him. But back to your dog. Try the bacon-flavored pet CBD gummies from Southern Ease Pets. By the way, the next eclipse is 20 years.
Don't
wait till the last minute. Go ahead and go to southerneasepets.com, and you can look for their link at thebigshow.com, of course, and use code JBB. You will get an exclusive offer. Must be 18 to win. Hang on, we'll play for them in minutes. And now, Bill Silvers with our top 10 list.
It's an election year. Oh, joy.
But it looks like another geezer palooza come November. But one of the geezers is far better suited for the job than the other one, so let's make fun of the other one, shall we? That's right, Slow Joe Biden. Still claiming to be full of vim and vigor when he's really full of something else. I mean, let's face it, folks. He never was and never will be suited to be the person pretending to be the president while other people pull his strings. Obama! Excuse me. I had a communist in my throat. But that doesn't mean this doddering old sack of rancid that oat pulp couldn't be gainfully employed doing something else. We know he's not going to be a brain donor, folks, but other positions are available. Now, from the home office in Ilhan Omar's husband brother's sock drawer, here's the top 10 jobs Joe Biden is better suited for. Number 10, a doorstop. Number 9, Terry Hansen's diction coach. Number 8, a crash test dummy stunt double. Number 7, a cabbage.
Wow.
The texture and the color are remarkably the same as his skin. Number 6, a laboratory monkey. No offense to monkeys everywhere listening to the show. Number 5, a magician. He sure made the border and my 401k disappear, I'll tell you that right now. Number 4, Harvard University professor of plagiarism. He's copied so many people he ought to change his last name to Minolta. Number 3, village idiot. John Boy's off the hook. Number 2, spokesman for the hair club for men, told patients. And the number 1 job Joe Biden is better suited for... Donald Trump's food tester. Too soon.
You're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right, y'all. Let's play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. Your toll-free line across America. We'll get a couple contestants and play next. Morning, it's a big show on the radio, rolling through your Tuesday for the night. Today's feature track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by the Charlotte Motor Speedway and a Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. An American Minute with Tank Hogarth. What happened to American cars? Tank wants to know. He'll lay it to you on the line. If you search for keywords American cars, then have this to share with somebody who needs to hear it. Might help. At the Bitbox app, TheBigShow.com, and right now...
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They played a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Jeannie from McDonough, Georgia. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
And welcome. And we got Tracy from Centerville, Georgia. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Chris. All right. So, Jeannie and Tracy, a couple of Georgians going at it here. I like it. So, Tracy and Tater on one team.
Yeah.
John Boy and Jeannie on the other. All right. So, Tracy, you relax, and me and Jeannie going to see what we can do here for round one. Okay, Jeannie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's see what I can do for you here. Okay. Start the clock now. You drive, and there's one up ahead, and it's red. What is it?
Stoplight. Yes. Red light.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, a shark has one of these that sticks out of the water on his back.
Fin.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. A bowling...
Pin. That,
yeah. Rhymes with it. Your next of...
Ten.
Rhymes with it in The Wizard of Oz, the blank man.
Ten.
Yeah, rhymes with it, you don't lose, you...
Win.
Rhymes with it, Christ saves you from your...
Sin.
Bam, there, Jeannie, we put a 7 on the board. Wow. Didn't have to rubber or anything.
Look
Look at Tater.
Oh, Jeannie.
Jeannie got it. Okay.
So Tracy and Tater for their round one. By the way, good round, Jeannie. Okay, I'll be back with you in a second.
Okay.
Hey, Tracy,
are you ready, buddy?
I am ready.
I'm going to give y'all a little heads up. You're still rhyming.
Oh, well.
Ready, go.
A blank and tonic. It's a liquor. It's clear.
Gin.
Rhymes with it. You might put these in a oh, it's a, I don't know how else to say it. A storage blank. It rhymes with it.
Yeah. Bin.
Yes. Yeah. All right. The holiday blank. It rhymes with it.
Bin.
All right. No more rhyming. This is a dog that sits on you. It's a blank dog.
Lap dog.
Yes. You might go to this rink and do this. Go and circle. Yep.
Yeah.
This is an animal. Bah, bah.
Sheep.
Oh.
Not right. Okay. Well, y'all put a 5 on the board. So, Jeannie leading by 2, going into round 2.
Moo?
All right, let's see if we can pick up on that one. You ready, Jeannie?
I'm ready.
Okay, and go. What's the male sheep, kind of? I'm sorry.
A goat?
Yeah, goat. All right, okay, you pitch one of these when you camp. Pitch your...
Tent.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay, the husband will say, oh, I'm in the blank blank. The wife put me in the...
Doghouse.
Yeah. All right, this is the bird that delivers babies.
Stork.
Yeah, uh-huh. They'll ride you in this car if you're hurt to the hospital.
Ambulance.
Yeah, uh-huh. Where's my big...
Wind?
A little too
obscure. Yeah, I just wondered if you were listening that day 15 years ago.
And what kind of farm do you have?
What
with
happened?
A goat and a sheep? You know?
Oh, yeah, a male sheep. That's not really a goat,
no,
is it?
No, I think that's a sheep.
Well, as you can tell, I'm not a sheep herder.
Right.
Okay, let's see what we did there. 5 on that 7, Jeannie, good work. A 12 on the board. So, Marcy, you and Tracy need a lot.
Okay, let's start the clock.
I would say like 8 would tie. Okay,
okay.
So go for 8. You ready, Tracy?
I'm ready.
And go.
All right. Yes, you got it right. All right, potato blank. They're crispy. Potato.
Chips.
Yep. This is football in European style. It's called?
Soccer.
Uh-huh. You might wipe your feet on this before you go inside.
Matt.
What kind? It's in front. Okay. Hey, this is azaleas are one of these. Holly.
Flower.
No, the whole plant. Big thing. The whole big thing. Yes,
bush.
You're right. That's right. Okay, the opposite of closed is.
The opposite of what?
Closed. Yes, you're right. Open. I heard it.
Still a couple short. Jeannie wins. Looks like 12 to 10. We were kind of lenient on that.
I'm sorry, Trace, man. I'm sorry.
Well, Tracy, can try again anytime, buddy.
I appreciate it very much. Quick shout out to you guys. You make my day every day.
Well, thank you, Tracy. We appreciate you, buddy. You have a great rest of your day right there.
You made mine today. Thank you.
And Jeannie, look at you winning a big old Southern Ease Pets Pack for your victory. Congratulations.
Woo! Yay, thank you.
Yeah, you. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Got our bit request for this Tuesday morning from Nancy Allman. Out of the Outer Banks, North Carolina. Beautiful Outer Banks. All right, Nancy. Hey, for the bit of the day, how about something from Marvin? Love y'all. We love you more, Nancy. Your request coming up next. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio, broadcasting on the skirts of the graveyard of the Atlantic, in the beautiful Outer Banks, North Carolina. Did y'all listening out there like Nancy Allman? Oh, the Allman sisters. Nancy wants to hear some Marvin Webster. Well, here we go.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
Hey, man, everybody in America arguing about something lately. You know, I mean, white folks and black folks and right wing, left wing, smokers and non-smokers. I'd just like to say, I think there's one thing that we can all get behind. America loves to eat. You know, Chinese people might be better at math and Indian people taking over the telephone helpline business. Mexico got all the bricklaying and drywall and sold up. But when it comes to eating, America is still number one. It's the fattest country in the history of the world and getting bigger all the time. Don't believe me? Go out shopping. Clothes twice as big as they used to be. When I was coming up, a large was big enough to fit just about everybody. You couldn't even find no extra large. Now look at it. They got XL, 2XL, even got 3XL, triple extra large. Oh, yeah. Used to be the only thing you could buy with three X's on it was a porno movie. Nowadays, clothes label got more X's on it than the Super Bowl logo. I seen a story in the paper the other day talking about what they call the obesity epidemic. A lot of it talking about all these fat kids we got running around nowadays. And I mean, we got some young fat kids, too. People that run Head Start up in New York, they say they got 16,000 kids signed up, and 40% of them are overweight. 40%, almost half. Sound like these kids already got a Head Start on a 12-piece chicken McNugget. Yo, and check this out. People that make car baby seats coming out with all these oversized models cause a quarter of a million babies won't fit in a regular size baby seat. I mean, what's up with that? Two-year-old baby got an ass so big it don't fit in a baby seat. That's just ignorant. Got one company makes a car seat they call the Husky. Oh, it's big. Bottom of the seat, 4 inches wider than the regular model. And can hold a kid that weighs up to, check this out, weighs up to 80 pounds. Oh, 80 pounds. Can I just say, damn. I ain't exactly no Nicole Richie myself, but I'm 44 year old too. I ain't weighed 80 pounds till I was in the fourth grade. How a baby got time to eat enough to be that fat? Kid must have gone from a binky straight to sucking on a Mac rib. And if the kid that big, oh, you know mama one of them big old Shirley Hemphill looking sisters. Sitting there on Montel with this big old hump kid talking about, well, I got to feed him, don't I? Montel go, yeah, but, you know, you need to give him time to go to sleep, too. America got some size problems. We big on super size and biggest size. The one we ain't too hot on is exercise. It ain't no wonder everybody running around nowadays saying, don't spank your kid. Two-year-old kid weigh 80 pounds. He big enough to whoop daddy's butt. Y'all think about it. I'm Marvin Wentz.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio. Coming up, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Got mothers and fathers, friends and family. I got it. Big Show fans, suggestion for the John Boy and Billy album you can make for yourself at the Big Show Bit Box. You got to have an American Minute with Tank Hogarth on there. Here's our suggestion. And you can search keywords American cars. I rolled it.
It is time for an American Minute with Tank Hogarth.
Thanks, Red. Hey, America. Tank Hogarth here. Got a minute? I've had a lot of stuff noodling in my noggin lately. The windmills of my mind have been spinning like a damp pinky in a dry nostril. I've got to download some of this info or my skull's going to pop like a full tick. Your job? Sit there, shut your yapper, and listen while I habla and try to comprende. Trust me, I'm a whole lot more interesting than you are, and even if I'm not, what the hell are you gonna do about it? I was sitting at the drive-thru over at the Choke and Puke, and what pulls up behind me but one of those little smart cars. You know the ones? They look like your kid's lunchbox with a worse paint job. Slightly smaller than the biggest thing that ever fell out of your butt. And looky there behind the wheel, a loser. I don't know, maybe I'm a little on the dim side, maybe I'm intellectually slow, maybe, just maybe, I'm right below Mississippi on the IQ scale, but this much I do know. Just how smart is it driving a car that would lose in a head-on collision with a June bug? Who the hell cares what kind of gas mileage it gets when the last trip you take is going to be to the hospital when your car is blown off the road by a gentle breeze? And how are you saving money when you got to go to the store 12 times to buy a dozen eggs? What the hell has happened to our cars, America? American cars used to be iconic. They were made of more 100% USDA Detroit steel than Betty White's hips. They guzzled down the high test like Joe Namath at the hotel minibar. And you could swipe a phone pole at 85 miles an hour and buff it out with a damn claw. Now they're made of plastic, run on fermented corn, and if you fart, the doors fly off. American cars used to be chick magnets with badass names like Cougar and Thunderbird. Now you gotta get that cougar drunk on Thunderbird to get her in that artsy-fartsy Save the Planet gay-mobile you're driving. Nowadays, the parking lot at Curves is chock-a-block with sissy little gems like Prius, Cube, Solstice, Yaris, and Mini Cooper. I don't know, maybe I'm old-fashioned, maybe I'm behind the times, maybe just maybe this tinfoil hat I'm wearing is keeping all the new ideas out of my cabeza. But let me hip you hayseeds to the cold hard truth. Just like our kids, our movies, our food, our whole damn way of life, the auto world has been diluted to a pansified, politically correct four-cylinder puke fest. And the final indignation, the ultimate kick in the cojones, the pitiful stake in the heart of the last bastion of Top Gear testosterone, the electric car. God help us. Like any other real American male, there's no substitute for going to the pump, taking that long, hard, shiny nozzle, and burying it deep in your baby's tank, giving her a steady stream of high-octane love that'll keep her purring like Kim Kardashian at the BET Awards. Now America's new crop of half-men sip their latte, pinky extended, while they plug their Tesla into charge so they can reach a top speed of 45 heart-pounding miles an hour for 10 whole miles. Good for you, princess. I'll remember to leave the seat down for you. All you formerly manly car companies need to take those peppermint panties off your candy ass and start making real cars again. Stop marketing cars to guys who use the women's room. Make American cars great again. Make cars with names like, oh, I don't know, Testosterosa. Cars we can drive proudly and feel confident when we pull up to that girl on the corner, you know the one, that bleach blonde with the tear in her fishnets, a bad case of mattress head, and a pierced front tooth, smoking a cigar and humming Freebird. And don't worry, she'll get in the car. Oh dear, look at the time. Seems like I've gone on long again. Tough crap, and you're welcome. Until next time, this is Tank Hogarth. Stop sucking, America.
BetBox is here. All your favorites from four decades of the Big Show. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Shop the BetBox online at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Miss any Big Show today? Don't let that happen. Catch it up. John Mobile and Late Risers Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. You can make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Hi, y'all. Great rest of your day. See you on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.